This story will be updated throughout the night of Thursday, November 24 to Friday, November 25 as 16 men from Moose Jaw spend the night outside as part of the Global 16 Days of Activism campaign and in support of the Moose Jaw Transition House. Moose Jaw Express / MooseJawToday.com reporter Gordon Edgar is one of the participants and will be posting photos and updates from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Fundraising will continue until the event ends at 6 a.m. on Friday. If you have the means to give financial support to the Moose Jaw Transition House, donations are accepted by cash, check, or online at mj-transitionhouse.com/you-can-help/donate-now.10:00pages m. The time has come, and the force is assembled. There have been some changes, so the revised list is Max Pillsworth, Moose Jaw Firefighters Mark Gilliland, Métis Local 160 Sebastian Halvorsen, ACT Service Club Alex Carlton, CASC 82 Adam Dowling, RBC Arden Ausland, Mosaic Jeff Anderson, Moose Jaw Co-op Tim McLeod, MLA Moose Jaw North John Iatridis, Mad Greek Kyle Sarita, Medivy Health Services West Joel Pinel, V's Labs Brett Williams, Cypress Paving Kevin Pillsworth, Moose Jaw Police Service Jared Matheson, Sask Polytech Shay Jamison, JGL Matt Gillies, K and Sarah Dales, IFRIC Solutions Eric Campbell, Lindale Elementary Evan Newells, General Surgeon. The mood is good, and the weather is very mild tonight. 12 a.m. Well, it's actually feeling quite chilly now. It is difficult to type, so I'm grateful it isn't colder. Jared Matheson has just announced that we've already raised about $45,000. Thank you, Moose Jaw. Transition House Director Jen Angus is visiting and expressed her profound gratitude, saying the funds would make an enormous difference. 2 a.m. It's a long night. To sleep in one's own bed is a terrific privilege that's easy to take for granted. One conversation around the fire was on the feeling of being home. We talked about our travels, and eventually realizing the value of having somewhere to return to. Losing that creates a wrenching sense of displacement, and even a loss of identity, until it can be found again. I suppose that's why it's a transition house.